Blog Talk Radio.
Wait! I say, on the Lord. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Don't you ever be envious against those who work iniquity. They shall soon be cut off like grass and wither like the green earth. Talk this morning and this day from this idea, outfitting for the battle. Outfitting. Choosing the right wardrobe for the battle. We are not engaged in a skirmish. And this battle, this warfare is not for the faint of heart. The timid and the squeamish need not enlist because it's dangerous. It's hard fought. It gives no quarter. It yields no territory. It's win or lose. It's winner take all. You are either in the fight or you're on the sideline. My brother and I went a year or so ago to Hawaii to visit with my brother who had had a stroke and eventually died from the complications. And before we left, he's a technology freak. He cannot be separated from his iPhone. He's always texting and tweeting. He's instant messaging, Facebooking. He's overboard with technology, and I can't program a VCR. I don't know how to get my messages off the computer. I have to get Hazel or Reverend Washington to get my emails. You know you're the man when you can pay somebody to do that. But my brother is wild about that kind of stuff, and so he checked on the weather conditions, what the weather would be like while we were there. And his checking on the temperature in Hawaii at the time determined what we packed for the trip. You don't go to Honolulu with a mink coat with long sleeves because it's inappropriate for the condition. You don't go to a wedding with short pants. You don't come to church with an after five evening gown. You don't go to a barbecue with a suit on because it's inappropriate outfitting. We Christians need to know what to wear to the war. Because it's not a skirmish, it's not a scrimmage, it's not a little hand-to-hand combat. It's a winner-take-all, no-holds-barred, prisoner against prisoner, fight to the death, and you can't fight till you get tired. You got to fight till you win. I wish I had a witness here. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. But the scripture says, to whomever can endure, can hold out to the end. Now, there are some things you've got to know before you get in the battle. That Satan will use any tool at his disposal, fair or unfair, to trip you up. I wish I had a believer here. Because everything visible and physical has an invisible and spiritual antecedent. Everything that happens in the physical world has a spiritual cause. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our real battle is not with a cult, not with a false religion, not with atheists or agnostics or pseudo-Christians, but with the demonic beings working through them, of which flesh and blood opponents themselves are unaware of how serious the battle really is. Satan does not intend to wound you. Satan intends to kill you. I wish I had a witness here. And so you got to know some things before you get in the battle. You might have seen Sean Connery and Kevin Costner in the movie The Untouchables. Sean Connery was a policeman in that movie. He won an Academy Award, an Oscar, in that movie, The Untouchables, for this line, and I believe this line is what won for him the Academy Award. He says, we are fighting against an enemy. He said, if they bring a knife, you bring a gun. If they send one of yours to the hospital, send one of theirs to the morgue. Because it's winner take all. And that's the kind of attitude you've got to have when you fight with the devil, because he's not playing with you. Satan means to destroy you because you represent what he will never become, and that is what he used to be. He used to be a child of God. Have I got a witness here? But now that you are a child of God, you represent everything that he's not, and he is hell-bent on destroying you completely. And so if we're going to do battle with him, we've got to recognize, brothers and sisters, that Satan has power, but not authority. I need two or three more witnesses here. He does have power, but he does not have authority. Because power is the ability to get things done. But authority is the ability to get things done whenever you feel like it. And Satan has power to get at us if we get out from under authority. Let me run that by you one more time. The only way Satan can defeat you is he's got to lure you from under God's authority. Because as long as you are under God's authority, He has power to get at you, but not authority to destroy you.
You don't have to take my word for that. I need two or three Bible readers here who remembers the story of Job. Job was a perfect and an upright man. Am I right about that? And the Bible says he sacrificed every day. He sacrificed for his children, even when they were outside his presence. And Satan presented himself with the sons of God. And God said, Satan, what are you doing here? He said, I've been going to and fro, looking for somebody to tear up, to devour. God said, have you considered my servant Job? Satan said, I thought about it. I had him on my list. But you got a fence around. You have hedged him in under your authority. I wish I had somebody to help me. If you let me get to him, I'll make him curse you to your face. God said, you can get at his body, but you can't touch his soul. Because there's something God will let Satan do so far. But when Satan goes too far against somebody who belongs to the Lord, God says, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. You can't touch this. No. He belongs to me. I will let you try him and tempt him. I'm going to let you manipulate him and stimulate him and motivate him and activate him, but I won't let you destroy him. And there ought to be somebody in here this morning who's been tempted and tried, buffeted and pushed, shoved and knocked down, but you're still standing because I belong. If anybody asks you who I am, I wish I had a witness. Talk about me as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to stay on my knees. Criticize me if you will. I got power that you don't know nothing about. Finally, my brother, be strong, not in your education. Not in your 401k. Not in your beauty and your good looks. But be strong in the Lord. You see, the only way God can protect you is if you stay in the precincts, in the environment where God promised to meet you. You can't get strength hanging with folk who don't love God. You can't get strength hanging around the club or speakeasy or hanging around with folk who don't have no spiritual conversation. You can't get strong hanging with people talking crazy all the time and joking and lewd and lascivious conversation. Get with some people who talk spiritual talk. Get with some folk who know how to pray. Young women, you need to be with some older woman who's got some godly experience. You need some Christian woman who's not embarrassed to testify that she made some mistakes. And if you listen to her, she can keep you from doing the same thing she did. Old man, grab some young man and show him that there's a way that seems right. Have I got a witness here? Be strong in the Lord.
Too many people who go to church are not strong in the Lord. You're too ego-centered. You get upset too easily. The least little thing hurts your feelings. No, you got to get some backbone. You got to get some strength to fight another day. Because the fight you had today, if that wears you out, you're not going to have strength to fight tomorrow. Listen, the prophet says, if you have run with the footmen and they've wearied you, how shall you contend with horses? If you can't make it in the land where peace and prosperity abide, what are you going to do at the swelling of the Jordan? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And when you get strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, then you can stand against the wiles, the schemes, the craftiness of the devil. Get that picture out of your mind of the devil with a pitchfork and a red suit and long horns. The devil comes to church. He's in positions of authority. He gets in folk you least think he's in. Have I got a witness here? Sometimes the folk closest to you don't mean you're no good. Sometimes Satan gets in members of your own family. I wish I had somebody to help me. That's why you got to be strong in the Lord, because there are some folk you can't trust. I will lift up my eyes. I wish I had a Bible reader. Unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. I wish I had a witness. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. He shall preserve your going out, your coming in, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Lord is my light. I wish I had my 7:30 cry. And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. Just before they got to me, they stumbled and they fell. Though a host should encamp against me, in this will I be confident. One thing, I need a witness here. Have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will stripping your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Don't you ever be envious against those who work iniquity. They shall soon be cut off like grass and wither like the green earth. So if you're going to do battle, you got to know how to dress. And I want to talk about that for the rest of this day and two or three more Sundays after that. I want to talk about the outfit, the wardrobe that the Christian believer ought to have in his or her spiritual arsenal if you're going to do spiritual warfare. There used to be a time when you could tell where people were going by how they were dressed. But now you can't tell if a boy is a boy or a girl, because clothing is unisex now. Men wear women's clothing, and in San Francisco, they're trying to pass a law that you can just eat at a restaurant in the nude. You don't have to wear no clothes. That's how crazy they are on the West Coast. But we Christians got to put some stuff on. Well, before I get to that, first we got to take some stuff off. You got to crucify arrogance. You got to crucify your lust for power and prestige. You've got to put your ambition on the side. You've got to get rid of your attitudes about who you think you are. Because God is not impressed with where you went to school. God is not impressed with how much money you have in your account. We are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so the first piece of clothing we ought to have on is a girdle, a belt of truth. Gird your loins with a belt, a girdle of truth. That belt, that girdle, somebody will help me here. That girdle pull some things together. It holds some things in. Come on, talk back to me here. You don't look like you look when you first get up in the morning. You got to pull some stuff together. I wish I had somebody to talk to me. And if you're going to be God's child, you got to pull some stuff together, because the devil can easily get at you if you don't have it all together. You have to put on a girdle, a belt of truth. You got to know what truth is before you put it on. 2,000 years ago, Pilate asked, "What is truth?" You'll help me preach this, won't you? If you talk this morning to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they will tell us that truth is what you feel it is. Truth, according to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, is what you feel it to be. To a certified public accountant, truth is what you need it to be. to a shady lawyer. Truth is whatever you want it to be. But the real truth, have I got a witness? Is Jesus Christ. You want to know what truth is? Look in the pure eyes of Jesus Christ. And in Christ he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is not a part of the truth. Jesus is not some of the truth. Jesus is not somebody you add to make it more true. He is truth. The Roman soldier put that belt on, that girdle on, because it would pull things together and keep things in place. These young boys walking the street holding their pants because it's fashionable not to have a belt on. And they don't know how satanic and demonic that is, because walking, trying to keep it in place, means you don't have it together. Because any man who got himself together don't have to follow some fad that comes from another man who just got out of prison. When you're a real man, you got it all together. You don't have to hold it up. It's already together. I wish I had time to talk about all of that, but that's not the sermon. The belt holds things together. And listen, a fish would never get caught if he didn't open his mouth. You would never get yourself in the stuff you get yourself in if you shut your mouth. A soft word turns away wrath.
Thank you for tuning in to A Call to Joy. It is our prayer that the Word of God has brought joy, strength, and faith to your life. We would love to have you as our guest at Lily Grove Missionary Baptist Church, where we are exalting the Savior, equipping the saints, and evangelizing the sinner. For your convenience, we have a 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. worship service every Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Tuesday nights. Lily Grove is located at 7034 Till Wester Street, Houston, Texas, 77021, or feel free to visit our website at www.lilygrove.org. Until next week, God has called us to a life of joy.
Telling the world, don't Oh, Lord,
God is still in charge.
Hear the word, but do that you hear and read. Praise the Lord. The Bible is a mirror that let you. Praise the Lord. The Bible is a mirror that lets us see ourselves as God sees us. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm glad I preached that one time. God brings in this mirror. He puts it before you and let you see, you know. Let you see what he sees. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He unfolds things right before your eyes. Hallelujah. He'll let you see your growth. And he lets you see what you yet have need of that you can go forth and be a blessing. But mirror, mirror. The Bible is a mirror that lets us see ourselves as God sees us. And as he unfolds the scriptures, he looks into the countenance of our hearts and he reads them. Nobody can read you like God can. Praise the Lord. But we thank him for that mirror, mirror. Praise the Lord. The lighthouse. Jesus come to bring us hope in the darkness of circumstances. The lighthouse. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah 61. Lord bestows on them a crown and of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61 and 3. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those who built the lighthouse looked to Jesus as their source of hope and redemption. When Jesus went to the synagogue in Nazareth on the Sabbath, he read from the book of Isaiah and announced that he was the anointed one to proclaim the Lord's favor. Hallelujah. See Luke 4 and 14 through 21. He was the one who came to bind up the brokenhearted and offered redemption and forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we see beauty. Hallelujah, but coming, hallelujah, beauty coming from the ashes. Hallelujah. Jesus came to bring us hope, hallelujah, in the darkness of circumstances. He is the original lighthouse. He is the light that shineth in dark places, even in your heart, accepting in your heart. He'll shine in, hallelujah, he'll shine in those dark places that nobody else can see. But when you surrender to God, he gives you a deliverance and allows you to open up your heart and remove those things out that are displeasing in his sight, that you may shine more brightly. Shine more brightly. The solitude and service, turning down, hallelujah, turning down the volume of life, allows you to listen to God. Praise the Lord. It allows you, turning down the volume of life allows you to listen to God. Sometimes it's too much noise around, noise from the world, or sometimes noise from my own self, but we can hear a still small voice calling us to repentance. It's good to get away and meditate on God. Find yourself a quiet place and enter into your own closet and shut the door and pray unto God and let him speak to you. Hallelujah. To create time for God. Jesus was not, hallelujah, moon to the pressures of curious and hurting people, but he, thank you, Lord, maintained the balance of public service, hallelujah, public service and private solitude by taking time for rest, for prayer, along with his Father, hallelujah, see that, hallelujah, take time, still away as you and God and talk to the Father, hallelujah, Luke 9, praise the Lord, 11, he welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Do you need a spiritual healing today? You need him to, some have been cut spiritually. Cut spiritually, some have been even cut spiritually, but God is a healer. Some have been cut down with disease or cut down with despair or cut down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some have been knocked down, but he is a lifter of heavy burdens and a healer of a broken heart and broken spirit. Oh, hallelujah. God is it. Mirror, mirror, the lighthouse and solitude and service. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Amy, for those golden nuggets that you're sitting in. Praise the Lord. Thank you for this service today, Lord. Would there be one? We're here. Oh, hallelujah. If someone want prayer, we're here. Hallelujah. Someone want to just say thank you. We're here. Praise the Lord. Doors open. You can push the one button if you like. Hallelujah. And if there be no one, we'll pray and continue to let God have his way. Thank you, Lord, in our hearts, in our life. Thank you, Lord, for such a great opportunity. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look like there are no pushes on the one button. Praise the Lord.
Him, we do.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Brother D checking in again. I was listening to Reverend Anderson. And I was sending out a few text messages. I didn't quite catch the voice this morning. I said, I think that's Reverend Anderson preaching. Another man, true man of God. You know, Rev, sometimes I find that in my life, I can't speak for anyone else, but I find in my life, sometimes you can just feel a feeling come over you when you hear the word of God from some people. And when Reverend Anderson is one of those God-sent men, I was listening yesterday, and I got a chance to hear a young man I love so much was Reverend Leo Daniels. When you hear the word from a God-sent man, it makes you feel a certain way. And it's almost like a connection that you get. And when you get that, I think in my heart, I believe to my soul, that it's truly because you know what side you on, and the Lord lets you feel what side they're on.
Oh,
hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord. I heard you when you said that anyone would hit the one just to tell God thank you. I don't get a chance to hit the one button as much as I have in the past, but I be listening. And I say all the time, every man, woman, boy, or girl should at least tell God thank you. You breathe in his air. You walk in his gravity. That's enough right there just to tell God thank you. You wake up and you look around your home and you find your family. Some still asleep but breathing. Some up with you. And you find that all activity of limbs, you just find everything is still in order like it was when you laid down. That's enough within itself to get up in the morning and want to praise God and tell God thank you. So I truly come in just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the service. Thank you for giving the men that operate the booth, the phone line, and Brother Eric and Reverend Henry, that's Brother Eric Randy, that comes in and give us the word, even the word on wax. We get a chance to hear the Reverend Leo Daniels and the Reverend Terry Addison. I just thank God for just being God. My brother, I just thank him for just being God. He truly has worked a miracle in my life, and I find that he's still working. Oh, I'm so glad. You know, a lot of times, Rev will say he not through with me yet. But, you know, I find myself adding to that. I'm so glad that God is not through with me yet. I'm so glad that he's not. But meanwhile, you said it, what I said, because if you know when something is finished, Rev, what do? You put it aside and you go on to another project. But if God is still working in me, in the name of Jesus, I just thank the Lord. Tell God thank you. Yes, Lord, pray for me. Pray my strength in the Lord that I grow stronger. Pray that my family will continue to go in the right direction in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just say yes to your word right now. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We thank the Lord today for all his goodness, for his mercy, for his love, for his love. Yes, sir. He shows us in abundance. We're so much engulfed in it that we don't watch it. It's just all around us and engulfed us.
Yes.
And we have to remember, remember that it's in him. And we live, we move, our being. It is in him for all of our success. It is in him for all our spiritual growth, all our hurdles. It is in him that is he's still working on us. He's still keeping us. He's still carrying us. He's still making, shaping, making and molding us. That's what we will have us to be. Because this flesh, it don't want the things of God, but God blesses our spirits. Oh, hallelujah. He blesses our spirits. They keep on. You keep that song said, I'm willing to run all the way. Hallelujah. I'm willing. In our flesh, if we're not careful, we think we the one that it was us. But in our spirit, we know we have to be like that one leopard that was healed out of the tent at the turnaround.
Oh, don't look back, but he had to.
Yes, sir. He looked at
his feet. Yes, he did.
On the way.
He looked new. They looked new.
Yeah, looked at his feet, man.
They looked new.
It was something on the inside was yearning to go back to God.
To get on the outside and tell him thank you.
Yeah, it was something. Couldn't let him go and to the priest. He had to turn around.
Because
he realized he'd done all that he could do, but he knew divine change had took place.
Had touched him.
Yes, sir.
He was told not to turn around. He couldn't help himself. Thank you. The Lord said, where's the other? I don't know about them. I had to tell him, thank you.
Just like we do when we realize what God have done in our lives. Man, we got to stop and turn around and say, thank you. We know within ourselves, when we look at ourselves, and realize, man, God has changed me, or God has made me new, or God has done something here. It wasn't me, but it was him. We just like you say, Brother D, we got to say thank you. Man.
You got to tell him thank you.
When you know that... Yeah, when you know that you have always been like you are now, when you see a change, when you see growth, when you see his wonderful works, when you see it seems like wherever you look, you see God.
Yes. Yes.
Your outlook changed, your thought pattern changed. You try to find good in every situation
where you see
negative,
yes.
but now you see positive.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And you start to link to thinking like, for God I live, and for God I die.
Yes, Lord, I die.
He brings in a new, he changes you. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he
even gives you time to be mad and then proud, but then He let you see his love, and then you let yourself get out the way, and you say, well, Lord, you just have your way. However you want to do me. Shake me, make me.
Have
mold.
Your way. Have your way. Lord.
See, after a while, our way don't mean nothing. It's all about God.
All about him.
It's all about him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I just love him. I just thank him. I just thank him. Not only he came, lived, and he died, but then he still helped.
Then he rose.
he came, lived, and died.
Yes,
and
he
rose.
Did.
And then he left, and then he sent a comforter. And then what Brother Tim said, he left it on record. And not only did he read it, did he leave it on record, but every time we open up and we read it, we see something new that he reveals unto us. And he's still walking with us, and he's talking with us, and he's telling us that we're his own. And every day we look and we see a new day, it just helps us appreciate him much the more. Hallelujah. The elders used to say, who wouldn't serve a God like that?
Like this. Who wouldn't serve a God like this?
What is there to lose but evilness? What is there to lose but the old man? What is there to lose but vanity and expectations of spirit?
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Come on to God like this.
Yes, sir. Come on to him. For he tells us his yoke is what? Is easy.
And his burden is light.
Because when you can't help it, when you feel like you just can't help it, just lift up your hands and fall out. My hands to thee.
To thee.
You'll find that.
No other help find them.
Yes, sir. He gives you strength.
No other help.
You feel like you're weak. He lifts up your burdens when you feel like you're too heavy. And then when I've done all that I could do, I can just ask for prayer. And my brothers and sisters, I reach out to a prayer and they pray for me. And the love of God. Covers.
Yes. He covers.
Hallelujah. This is whom we serve. This is whom we live for. Hallelujah. 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 The love of God. Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your love today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, Brother Willie Banks did a song. It's funny you just said that. I thought about it. Reverend Banks did a song that says, the love of Jesus will carry me. The love of Jesus. And it's so true, the love of Jesus. You know, when the Lord works in your life, all you need to do is just stand back and let him work.
Man,
let God have his way. And when the Lord starts having his way in your life, there will truly be a change in you. I found myself always trying to tell someone about this man we call Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself always telling other brothers to let things go. Who would serve a God like this to do what the Bible says, to love your brother as yourself? And you know what, Rev? Satan have a tendency to try you in your trials and tribulations. He wants to try you. Satan tends to think in your trials and tribulations you at your weakest point.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan tends to try you in that. I found myself in a little argument here the other day. But the Lord touched me yesterday, which would have been the very next day, the Lord said, call him. I found myself down the number, and I called a young man. He didn't answer. But he called back.
Mm-hmm.
And when he called back, I got a chance to talk to him. And in the process of talking to him, the Spirit moved in. And when the Spirit moved in, Satan got to move out. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when the Spirit moves in, Satan has to move out, real. And see,
right.
When Satan moves out, then he'll do a great work. And you already know how, I don't have to tell you how it ended up because I know you already know how the story ends.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. It started out bad. But in the process of Satan trying to turn what's good to bad,
God
stepped in. And when the Lord did, the two can't tarry here together, according to Scripture.
Right.
The two can't tarry. So when God stepped in, Satan has to move out. And when Satan moved out, like I said, I don't have to tell you how the story ends. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This is why we can tell God thank you. When you can't think of nothing. See, when you can't think of nothing to thank God for, you could tell God thank you because he done throw so many blessings your way. You can't pinpoint one. I know I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just can't pinpoint one blessing. The Lord can throw so many your way. I had an opportunity to tell a young man yesterday, man, I genuinely love you. Have no reason to this. I love you, man. And you know how the story ended. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is just good to us. I just had to tell you all because I want you to know Satan is always lurking, sisters and brothers, and Satan is always trying. But if you just hold on to an unchanging hand, no matter what Satan try, no matter what he try, it don't matter. I promise, sisters and brothers, it don't matter. No matter what he try, it don't matter. If you just hold on to the unchanging hand, that's all you got to do.
Right.
Is just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
God will. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
God will.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, if he will, he will.
Truly. It's good.
I'm a living witness, real, that God will.
Yes, sir. It's good.
Hi, doctor.
It's good to remember the testimony. Remember the testimony and remember to testify. Tell somebody of God's goodness. And even show somebody his goodness. How do we show somebody his goodness? Just let our light shine. We let our light shine, and it will draw people. It will draw people. They wonder why. Man, why are you happy, or why are you smiling, or why are you so in good spirits? Because of the Lord. Because I just think of his goodness towards me. You know, I think of, man, just waking up, being able, because it's, some mornings I didn't feel as good as I feel right now. Body was hurting or aching, but some mornings God just give you joy. He just lifts you up, and man, you're just forever thankful. But my pastor told me long ago, it takes the sunshine and the rain to make a perfect day. It takes the good. And the bad.
And the bad.
And if you appreciate the good.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
We thank
Grandma,
you.
Grandma, that's true. That's why I had to tell you all, because it was trying to go left. Satan really thought it was going to go bad. But the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord God Almighty.
Thank God.
Almighty.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, to him we give praise, we give honor, we give glory. Mm-hmm. Amen. There be none else, we'll pray and thank God. Praise the Lord. Pray and thank God. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Our hearts are overflowing, oh, Father God, with happiness, with joy, Father, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. You strengthen us. Hallelujah. You give us confidence. Hallelujah. We hear how the way you have made continuously over and over again, those that are weak, it gives strength when they hear of someone, hallelujah, how God has blessed, how God has intervened, how God has helped, Father, to bless us, to continue to tell of your goodness.
Yes.
We often tell of what we're going through or how hard it is or what the devil has done, but thank you, Lord, how we can speak of your goodness continually over and over. Sometimes we don't realize how much your love is in so great an abundance, because you're covering us continuously over and over again. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Father, we just want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. We, Father God, we are so consumed by thy love, by thy mercy. Oh, Father, it is an honor to us, Father God, to call you Father. It's an honor for Jesus to be our Savior. It is an honor,
yes,
Father God, to be a child of God. So we just, Lord, we're just so thankful. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. The name, your name is due to praise this day, Father God. So we worship thee. We adore thee. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We honor you, Father. So, Father, we just tell you thank you. And we love
you,
Jesus' name. Thank you for this service, Father God. Thank you for testimonies. Thank you for, hallelujah, your love shown so much, Father. So much. We're so unworthy of your love, your grace, your mercy, even your truth. We thank you, Father, for chastisement, for certain things in order, for keeping us on the straight and narrow path, Father God. Though Satan would tempt us, but you come in. And you set up a standard that you uphold us, Father God. And we're so thankful, Father, for what you have done. On the love you have shown, the victories you have given, hallelujah. Oh, you healed some from coronavirus, and you've spoken some, left some stayed here. We thank you for your victory, for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit, Father God. We're thankful how you can speak and men will live. And you can speak, Father, and men will lay down and die. Thank you for allowing us to see your power, hallelujah, to see your glory, to see you still sitting on the throne, and you're still watching, hallelujah. You sit high, Father. You can tell us you sit high, but you're looking low. Keep on looking upon us, Father God. Keep on keeping us, Father. We know that if you keep us, we will be kept. If you strengthen us, we will be made whole. Hallelujah. If you heal us, Father God, we will be just what you would have us to be. So, Father, we just want to just bathe in your love. We just bathe in your mercy. We just, oh, Father God, bless, continuously bless us. We receive them, Father God, and we're so thankful, Father God, but bless us to be, oh, your handmaid servants, bless us to be all you would have us to be, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love in Jesus' name. All that you have allowed us to experience. Even, Father God, we thank you for allowing some to have birthdays today. One we know of, Reverend Bryant. Bless him, Father God. Bless him even on this day, his birthday. Hallelujah. Bless your servant, Father God. Bless him, his fortitude. Bless him to be able to stand. Hallelujah. Even if he has to stand alone, but long as he's standing for you. And in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Give him, continue to give him all that he needs to keep on being pleasing in your sight. What you have allowed his path to be, bless him to walk in his path in Jesus' name. And all those that stand forth to hold up the bloodstained banner, those that carry your word, bless them to carry it in truth, it in love, it in mercy, that we can show a dying world that you yet live. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father God.
Yes.
The mighty, precious name of Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Oh, it sounds like you might know that one, brother.
I know Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.